Movement Arts Collective is a dance and yoga studio in Red Bank, offering classes and workshops in yoga, belly dance, and more. Stacy Nolan is director and owner, and Lisa Jordan is a teacher and dancer there.
Stacy, Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, definitely.
Stacy, tell us more about Movement Arts Collective, how it began.
We opened in April of 2013. And it really was born out of, I had a business partner at the time, and she was a yoga instructor, and we felt that yoga and belly dance were two very complementary forms of movement. I had always, I would say always, but for many years had been wanting to open my own space. I was teaching out of other dance studio spaces and renting spaces here and there, and teaching classes. I always really wanted to have my own space just for the convenience of using it whenever I wanted to and being able to build more classes without having to worry about another studio schedule. So that's how it happened. It was a vision that my former business partner and I came to, and we started exploring locations, and the space in Red Bank came up very quickly, a lot quicker than we expected. We thought it would take several months, but we were under a lease here within a few weeks and started revamping the space because it was not the greatest space when we started. So we put a lot of work into making it a nice, cozy movement studio.
You say yoga and belly dance are complementary. How?
They're very different, but complementary in that a yoga practice can be very, very helpful to build foundation for a belly dance practice. And yoga actually is great to build a movement foundation for a lot of other things, right? It's very complementary for everything from runners to strength trainers. So yoga focuses on core strength and balance and flexibility. All three of those things are very important as well in belly dance and can help you in belly dance as well as other dance forms. So in that way, they're very complementary.
Which did you come to first?
Belly dance. I began dancing after I finished my undergrad degree. So I'm not a formally trained dancer. You know, I didn't do the whole ballet, tap, jazz as a child that a lot of people do. I came to dance later, and I say later, but not as a child. So, and I, in my early 20s, I started dancing, and it really changed my life. I didn't realize I was a dancer until I started taking belly dance. And then I realized that I was really supposed to be a dancer. So that's how it came about.
And Lisa, what did you come to first?
Belly dance. And it was a little bit of the same thing. I was in my late 20s the first time I took belly dance. And it was, I was looking for something to do for myself. And I wanted to try dance. And I found that at that time, I'm a bit older than Stacy. There was not a lot of dance studios that held adult classes, like in tap, ballet, jazz, all that. It was more focused on children. And then I found a little studio off Lee Highway that began teaching belly dance. So I took it, and then my oldest daughter began playing traveling ball, so I gave it up again. And then when she quit traveling ball, I started back again, and I re-fell in love with it. I fell in love with it not only because it's a great form of exercise, but it's also very inviting to all age groups and all body types. And I really like that. I like that you didn't have to have formal training in dance to start. You could just start right up. You could be any age, and it was very welcoming, and especially the studio and Stacy Nolan, that's my instructor that I started out with, and it was very welcoming. And, you know, when you're late 30s and you're coming back to something, a new movement can be a bit scary, and it wasn't. It was wonderfully inviting.
And then tell us more about what you do as part of the collective.
So when I started, I was just a student. And then after a couple of years, I joined, we have a student troupe here, and I joined the student troupe, and we perform at local festivals, and we go to shows, and then we have haflas, which is Arabic for a party, and so we perform at those. And then after a couple of years, I loved it so much, and I also wanted other women and other people to feel that same inviting experience that even though you haven't moved and you haven't danced, you can do this. I had a teacher that I have taken from in the past that said, if anyone ever tells you you cannot belly dance, you need to run. And I kind of have the same feeling. Anyone can do this, and it's good for you. It helps your mind. It helps your body. And so I became a teacher. And so I've been a teacher for 3 years?
Maybe three or four years.
3 or 4 years
she's been teaching here.
How common or how rare is it to have these two different forms of movement, yoga and belly dance, side by side under one roof? And how much in what you do there at the Collective not only features them side by side, but plays with combining approaches?
I would say, generally speaking, it's very common to have belly dance and yoga side by side. There are many, many professional belly dancers that are also yoga teacher certified, more than I can count. So across the country, there are many, many, as well as a lot of belly dancers are also trained in things like Pilates and other types of complementary movements. What we do here, I will be honest, we rarely actually combine them at the same time. There are some elements of yoga in our belly dance warm-up classes, as well as elements of yoga in our cool downs. So you will see some of those yoga elements in some of our belly dance classes. But typically, we like people to take both yoga and belly dance. And so we offer those in separate classes so that they get the full experience in each of the modalities.
Tell us how the Collective has been affected by the past few months where we've had the coronavirus pandemic and the shutdowns, the lockdowns aimed at curbing the spread.
Like many, many other businesses in the area, we had to shut down on very short notice, obviously. So there wasn't really a good amount of time to plan and pivot, really. But I will say one of the strengths of most business owners that I know is being able to shift and pivot very quickly on a dime. We have to in order to keep going. So we closed down, I believe it was the second week of March, and we immediately began offering short videos on our social media channels. So our students at home could follow along, not full classes, but usually 5 to 10 minute short drills so that our students could stay engaged and keep moving while we were shut down. Maybe 2 weeks after that, I started implementing virtual classes, which was completely new to me. As far as belly dance goes, I've taught virtually in other areas, but not dance before. So that was an interesting learning curve to offer dance on a virtual platform because it's, again, very different. You don't have the students in front of you. You can't see them quite as well as you can when you're face-to-face in a studio, so it's hard to make the corrections like you normally would. And they can't see you quite as clearly. So it was a very steep learning curve to make sure that our students were getting a quality experience online. It still is not going to be equal to an in-studio experience, but the best that we can offer virtually. So we've been doing online classes for the last 2 months. We've actually been able to reach out to some former students that may have moved out of town that are now able to take with us virtually. And so that's really nice. So that it's being able to reach a slightly wider audience than we normally would if we were just only offering in-studio classes.
And then how are you coming back next month?
So we're starting a new 6-week session the week of July 6th. So right after July 4th weekend. The guidelines that we're going to be following, it's going to be a very different type of experience than before. So we're offering both in studio and virtually. So for those who aren't quite ready to leave their quarantine and are still concerned, as they rightfully should be, about the health issues that we're still having in our community, we're going to be offering both virtual and in studio. Our in studio classes will be limited to a maximum of 6 students. So we're keeping the classes very, very small in person. And of course, social distancing, spacing everyone out in the studio. So there's 6 to 8 feet between each student. And of course, cleaning between classes. We're only offering 1 class per, normally we would have 2 classes every night in a normal time with 15 minutes in between. But due to Corona and COVID-19 issues, we're only going to be offering one class per evening. So that way we can clean thoroughly. There won't be people crossing in and out in the space, you know, getting from one class to another. So those are the main things that we are doing to address the health issues and make sure we're keeping all of our teachers safe and all of our students safe. If students want to wear masks, that is totally their choice if they'd like to wear masks during a class. But we're trying to keep it as safe as possible and keep everyone healthy. So.
And where can people go online for more information?
Our website is movementartscollective.com. And our schedule will be up for July, and you can purchase class cards and enroll in either our in-person classes or the virtual classes as well.
All right. Stacy, Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.